News. I'm Haya Pinjwani. The two vice presidential nominees faced off in a debate last night. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
While Democrat Tim Walz called Donald Trump a chaotic leader wrong on the issues.
What's fundamental here is that steady leadership is going to matter.
J.D. Vance argued Kamala Harris was in charge during events like Hamas's assault on Israel.
Your running mate, not mine.
Still in the CBS News vice presidential debate, the two candidates were cordial. A pair of Midwesterners replacing a heated campaign tone with a deep policy discussion, sometimes agreeing with each other. In one raw moment, Vance showed empathy when Walz said his teenage son witnessed a shooting.
I'm sorry about that, and I hope
appreciate
you're doing okay. Christ have mercy.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Joe Biden will survey the damage in North and South Carolina as rescuers continue their search for anyone still unaccounted for since Hurricane Helene's catastrophic damage across the southeast. The death toll is at least 166. Tensions in the Middle East continue. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinian medical officials say at least 30 people, mostly women and children, have been killed in Israeli strikes in southern Gaza. The European hospital in Khan Yunis says it received the bodies after heavy Israeli strikes and ground operations in the city overnight and into Wednesday. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Israel's continued to strike what it says are militant targets across Gaza, nearly a year after Hamas's October 7 attack ignited the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistani officials say security forces have killed at least 6 insurgents in a raid on their hideout in the country's restive southwest. They said the raid targeted a hideout of the Baloch Liberation Army in Harnai. This is AP News. The Justice Department is accusing the state of Georgia of being deliberately indifferent to abuses at its prisons. AP's Ben Thomas.
In America, time in prison should not be a sentence to death, torture, or rape.
U.S. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark.
We can't turn a blind eye to the wretched conditions and wanton violence unfolding in these institutions.
In a grim 93-page report, the Justice Department lays out allegations of violence, chaos, and grossly inadequate staffing in Georgia's prisons. Georgia's Corrections Department says the report reflects a fundamental misunderstanding of the challenges of running a prison system, and it maintains it operates in a manner exceeding the requirements of the Constitution. The Justice Department report also says legal action is likely in the coming weeks. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.